Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning. In Kenya, we say, Bwana asifiwe. That is to say, Bwana is Lord, asifiwe is praise. So you say, praise the Lord. And then people say, Amina. Amina is amen. So, Bwana asifiwe. Amen. Amen. Good. So, Alice will say a word and greet you.
Good morning. I'm Alice. I'm blessed to be here this morning. It's a great joy to be before you. I'll say it's a privilege to be before you. And thank you so much for giving a chance for us to minister unto your heart. It has always been good when you said Pastor Andreas to our place to minister unto us. And I tell you, he's a man of great wisdom. We love him so much. And thank you for letting him to come over. Where we come from, it's a hard area, but Pastor has always been able to cope up with. And also thank you so much for sending this medicine to our place. Also, he is a man of great wisdom. God bless you so much.
Amen. So God bless you. May the Lord bless you so much. So that is Alice, my wife. She's a mother of 7 boys. When David Mark Rehine is visiting 8 boys. And I thank God for all of you. So God has blessed us with 3 biological sons, and we've adopted 4. They are our sons. We stay with them, and we love them so much. I also want to thank you so much for sending to us Pastor Andreas. Pastor Andreas has been a great inspiration to us. And even when I'm studying here to teach, in the pressure he teaches from, I wonder, what will I say? And I talk with a Bible teacher and a guy who literally exposes the Bible like so good. And again, he's a very strong man. The pressure where we serve is hard and tough. It's a desert. And I've never seen him complaining about the heat. Sometimes sometimes Dave overworks him. He never complains. He's a great man. Also, David Nelson and Kathy, they are incredible people. So I want to thank you also for supporting with us, Nehemiah Construction Ministries. We thank you for training us and sinking water wells. For the Turkana people. As the church, we always feel your impact. And you are making a difference out there in Kenya. Through your help and support, you are giving life to Turkana people. As we talk, this is one of the driest seasons in our country. And one of the driest seasons in our country, and anywhere else where they don't have an underground water well, there is a lot of drought in Turkana people, Turkana lad. But as many places as we've given them a borehole or a well, it's so amazing that they enjoy life and they thank God for you. So whenever you are, I would wish you to know that there are some people in Kenya who are praying for you day and night. That God will continue increasing you and blessing you. You may never know them. They even don't know you. But they know your love. You've touched their lives. You've touched our lives. And we thank you. Today I want to give you a brief of my story and one of the pitfalls I had, especially when I was saying no to the calling of God upon my life. You know, Turkana is a hard and a tough place. So when God called me, I didn't want to go out. I wanted to remain in our home area and or in Nairobi, which is a bigger city, or in one of those big and busy cities in Kenya. And the main purpose was I didn't want to risk my life. But deep within me, I was feeling the call of God within me. And Dr. Maxwell said that success is knowing your purpose. Growing to my maximum potential and sowing seeds that benefit others. That is success. You know your purpose. You grow to your maximum potential and sow seeds that benefit others. And when God called me, I asked myself, which is my purpose on this world? Why did God make me? Why did He create me? Then I asked myself, will I take the journey to growing in my potential? Then I asked myself, what would people pick from me if I'm a tree? Would they get any seed that would benefit them or any fruit? Or will they get fruits that would not benefit them? And I started the journey. And I still remember how God spoke to me about a revival like that was in East Africa. It happened in an African country called, in one of the East African countries. And two people were desperate. In that time, the word of God had not reached Africa well. So these guys decided to give themselves out to God. And they went to the mountain to pray. They wanted to see God bring change. They wanted to see God saving people, even those who had never had the word of God spoken to them. In Kenya alone, we are 43 tribes, and 22 tribes or groups have never heard about Jesus. And if they've heard about Jesus, they've not heard it so well. And Turkana is part of this tribe. Listen, the Turkana was removed from the tribes who have not heard the gospel. But when you go to the land of Turkana, where God sent us, you ask yourself if the Bible translation and literacy statistics are true, that Turkana has been reached with the gospel. What about other tribes? How are they in Kenya? And God inspired in me a prayer that is in Isaiah 64. Isaiah 64. Isaiah 64, 1. And the prayer goes, Isaiah 64, 1, that, oh, that you would let the heavens and come down, that mountains would tremble before you, as fire set twigs ablaze and cause water to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies, cause the nations to quake before you. You know, this is a prophecy, an inspired prayer. And he prayed that God, you know, God is great. He is mighty. He knows everything and is everywhere. But through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Isaiah prayed, God, oh, that you may ladder the heavens. Oh, that you may ladder the heavens and come down. In other words, he was saying that, oh God, if there is anything that is between me and you, oh, that you may break it. I want to walk in your presence. I want to see the Turkana people come to the knowledge of the truth. I want to see Kenya come to the light of the word of God. And he prayed, oh God, that you may break the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. I know, to me, it was a mountain. Going out to Turkana was a big mountain. Because I knew what it takes. It calls for me to lay down my dreams, my ambition, my papers and everything, and go. Go to this land that I didn't know. And so I prayed that, God, may you come down. Remove every barrier that is between me and you. I want to be in my purpose. And I want my purpose to be your purpose, or your purpose to be my purpose. This morning, those who are a little bit earlier, we are taught about surrendering all. Oh, to Jesus, I surrender. I surrender my life to you. I surrender my dreams to you. I surrender everything to you. All is all. That you may make an exchange. Do an exchange. Take all that I am and give me who you are. Take my ambitions, take my dreams, and give me your dream for your people. Somebody talked about sunglasses and seeing lenses. I have them because literally, you see, I'm bringing my table very high. I have a pair, but I'm not used to seeing through them. I was just prescribed the other day by a doctor in Nairobi. So when I walk with them, I feel, oh, I see as though the world is falling. So I'm not used to them yet. But I prayed, God, that you may help me to see the Turkana people through your lenses. When we tried people's lenses in this place this morning, like when I tried someone's lens, I saw blood images. People sitting on other people. Some triplets, because I was thinking, so we have triplets, we have twins, because and they are identical. All dressed the same, like one on top of the other. If I see the nation through people's lenses, I'll miss the mark. But if I see the nation, Turkana people, through the lens of God, I'll see a clear image. I can't hide from their cries because I'll hear it. I can't assume that I'm not seeing their pain because I'm seeing it. So I prayed, God, let the heavens and come down. Help me see the nation as you see them. Help me feel your heartbeat for the nation. Let me feel your heartbeat for Turkana people. And my life has never been the same again. It was a big journey they had to make. But when we think of the power that raised Christ from the dead, then we are strong. Death could not hold him. He is risen. He is alive. Death could not hold him. Ephesians 1:20 says that which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. The power of God raised Christ from the dead. You know, people, it's hard for us to believe that anyone can raise from the dead. And because of that, God gave us an example. That as I've raised him, my first fruit, from the dead, I will raise those who sleep in me sometimes. And can you imagine of this power? A power that is greater than death. A power that raised Jesus from the dead. This is the same power that works within us. And Paul said, I want to know that power. Today, when we want to know power, We want to know it so that we can lord over people. I want to be the boss. I want to be someone on the top. I can lord over people. But it's not like that in the Bible. Jesus served faithfully. He lived out all who he was when he was in heaven. He was incarnated and came down. He did his ministry well faithfully. Then he was killed. I believe he had power to reject that cross. If he could raise the dead, was he not able to make the cross water? And the water is gone. He won't put you on the cross. He was able to reject the cross. But it pleased him and the Father to serve to the very end. So that the forgotten people, like Wilson, the Turkana people, can come to the knowledge of God. So that the forgotten people, the unleashed people groups, like the Turkanas, can come to the knowledge of God. And whenever I think of this power, I think of the calling that God has placed to me and upon you. It's big. Because he wants us to carry on this ministry. Yesterday, God reminded me about Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa had a dream. And she said, that I have 3 shillings or pennies and a dream of God to build an orphanage. You know, it's like she understood the power of resurrection. In the power of resurrection, she understood that it's not about her. It's not about what she had. It's not about her dream, but it's about Jesus. It's about God. And she said, I have 3 pennies and a dream of God to build an orphanage. Her superior said, you cannot build an orphanage with 3 pennies. Never. Possibly here, because even Kenya, you can't do it with 3 shillings. No, never, nowhere. And she replied to the senior and she said, I know very well. But with God and 3 pennies, I can do anything. It's the truth. I know you've been changing lives in Turkana. And I know it's not because you have a lot of money, but it's because in the little that you have, you put God in it, and when it comes to Kenya, it sinks a borehole that feeds 1,000 people, that 2,000 people drinks from, 3,000 people drinks from, 10,000 people drinks from. You may think it's something small or little that you give, because the need is so big. And I know you are reaching out to different nations too. The need is so big. But this is the truth. With God and a ritual, you can do anything. This is the same thing we do with what you give us. We allow God to be involved. Pastor Andreas gave me some notes and some lessons. But these notes God has used me. Is it little me? Yeah, it's me. God has used me to teach leaders in Tanzania through what he gave me in Turkana and through the knowledge he gave me in Tanzania, in a few cities in Kenya, in Zanzibar, in Sudan, and all over. So you see, what he placed in my hands, now it is affecting nations. And you know, if you did not send him, you never have got them. So when I realized that with the literal and God, everything is possible, I moved out of my home area. I went to my parents and told them, please send me. I want to go to reach out for these two kind of people. And I remember I took a matatu or a public transport vehicle, boarded it, went a few kilometers, a few days, and landed in a place called Lokore. Lokore is our connection village. And in this connection village, I remember I alighted the vehicle, looked at myself, so that I didn't have really anything, and said, no, I can't stay here. I crossed over to the other side of the road. I wanted to run away. Thank God the vehicle never came sooner. So I went into the village, slept on the sand in open. God protected me from scorpions and serpents. No, he says that. I had a long night, possibly a 48 hours night. David, not cold, because it was a little bit 39, 40 degrees at night. So, but that anxiety within, what next? What will the people say to me in the morning? Will they accept me? I don't know their language. They don't know my language. They've never gone to school. How will I communicate? And the night went past the norm of 8 hours. I think 48 hours, according to myself. The day never came. But in the morning, I looked at the people, saw them making tree houses and weaving trees, thorn trees, sticks, stick houses, and I made one for myself. And that is how I started missions. And I said, with God, as Hyde Baker say, that there is always enough. I said, there is always enough, because I know that I'm with God. So I started life that way. And from that place, life became sweet and bitter. Sweet because I felt I'm at peace. The Bible says that I'll stand in my watch and listen. What the Lord you say to me? The Bible also says that when the Lord speaks, he speaks peace to my heart. I was surrounded by thorns, scorpions, mosquitoes, a few people here and there, snakes, but I had peace. I didn't know their language, but I had peace. I was dressed up in a shirt or a t-shirt. They were not dressed with anything, but I had peace. So I remember staying with those people, and for the first 3 years, God blessed me with 3 members. Sometimes I was feeling like giving up and running away, but I had peace. Stay on. I want you to be here. One time, I was tired of not communicating. So, I went to prayer closet, not like a closet, stalk of a thicket or a bush, laid down and prayed, God, give me Turkana language. Take my mother language and give me my Turkana language. Amazingly, that same time, before I finished prayers, God gave me the miracle of speaking Turkana language. It brought more peace within me. That surely, God, you want me to be here. But when you look aloud, there's nothing which could encourage you to be there. I was going without food for some few days and weeks. But I had peace within me. I was not connected with my family at all. Because the place was cut off and still is. But now God, now we have cell phone network. I could not communicate with anyone. But after I knew the language, I started communicating with them. And I was wondering, am I really able to do this? God gave me some truth. And the first truth is that God is confident with me. I sent you because I trust you. I sent you I believe in you. I believe in what you have put within you. I know that you are well able. Sometimes when you struggle with the calling and your purpose, knowing your purpose, growing to your maximum potential, and sowing seeds that benefit others is a great deal. But sometimes you struggle. Just before you struggle, just know that God is confident in you. He trusts you. He trusts you. No matter what, God trusts you. He gave us his son Jesus because he trusted us. Jesus gave out his life for us because he trusted us. Sometimes the devil will tell you as though you can make it. But the truth is, God trusts you. Then the second thing, he helped me to trust and to have confidence in myself. Sometimes it's true, you may know that God trusts you. But you still feel, who am I? Can I be trusted? Can I cause a difference? Can I change a life? Can I be used by God in any way? There are different ways that God uses people. My friend Dave there, basically he said that God uses him through his hands. He's a hands-on man. He comes to Kenya, sinks a borehole, repairs the leak, work on our diesel engines. He don't want to see smoke emitting from our vehicles. And we tell him, Dave, Kenyan vehicle smoke. He say, no, it's not supposed to be like it. That's his ministry. And the vehicle drives out without smoke. We say, oh, he did a miracle. Okay, thank God. And that is his kind of ministry. He trusts himself. Pastor Andreas comes with a big file. He goes from one church to another. There's a time when he preached, I think, a little bit, 30 sermons or 40 sermons in 2 weeks. Not me who made him work that hard. It's Dave. Dave and I. But later we worked it differently. Then, so he's confident of himself. Be confident of yourself and trust others. God will always give you people that will help you get into your purpose and grow to your maximum potential. And when you trust those people, when you trust those people, God will take you to the next level. Trust them, receive from them. I trust him, I receive from him. I feed from him. Our leaders feed from him. Our members feed from him. We trust him. If you don't trust him, you can't get anything from him. Do you know you see in people what you want to see? If you want to see goodness in a person, that's what you see. So, see, people are good. God has given us gifts, people, human beings. We can trust them and move to the next level. And so may the Lord bless you. May the Lord do good. And God favor you. Through your help, we've been able to sink 46 boreholes. We've been able to open a few churches. And through your help, we've been able to take children through school, high school and colleges. And I want to tell you that you are making a difference. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. I want to hold over the mic to Pastor